Are the November 2026 midterm elections being decided today? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. The Supreme Court in 2019 ruled that federal courts could not and would not do anything to remedy partisan gerrymandering. The maps at issue in that case involved the 50-50 purple state of North Carolina and a congressional map there that assured Republicans winning big, and a similar map in Maryland for Democrats. Then, in August 2025, Texas Republicans, taking their cue from President Trump, redrew that state's electoral map to virtually guarantee five more Republican representatives. Until now, the norm has been to redraw congressional maps once a decade, after the census. So much for norms. In response to Texas, California, which is one of the states that has a nonpartisan commission designed to draw congressional district lines, voted to suspend that law to guarantee five more Democratic congressional reps for the time being. In 2025, North Carolina, Ohio, and Missouri also redrew their maps, and overt gerrymandering was being pushed in a dozen other states as well. In the 2019 case, Justice Elena Kagan warned in her dissent that increased overt partisan gerrymandering could irreparably damage our government. And today, the gerrymandering war is burning its way across the country, unrelenting and dangerous and with no end in sight for elections as a practical matter being decided before any votes are cast. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.